Administrator McCarthy, thanks so much for joining us. And I know you're in town today for a roundtable at Morehouse School of Medicine. Tell me a little bit about the event.
Well, Molly, thanks for having me. It's great to spend a few minutes to talk to you. It's basically just a roundtable where we're going to talk about EPA, and I hopefully remind everybody that EPA is really a public health agency. You know, what we do is address pollution that can have significant health impacts, and we work hard with communities at the local level and with states across the U.S. to make sure that we're cleaning up our air and our soil and our water and keeping people as healthy as we can while we continue to grow the economy.
And you're also visiting Proctor Creek on Atlanta's west side today. And Flint has attracted a lot of attention, of course, but Atlanta is also struggling with water infrastructure problems, dealing with an old sewer system and flooding. So, I mean, what's the state of the country's water infrastructure overall?
Well, if you look at it, our water infrastructure is in sort of serious need of consistent and larger investment moving forward. You know, we've made some great progress, and we have a lot to be proud of, and our water is probably the safest in the world. But it doesn't mean that we don't have legacy pollutants that we're still trying to address and new challenges, emerging challenges, and contaminants moving forward. And so we need to get really serious and make sure that the environmental investments we've had and our children's future didn't stop back in the 50s or earlier when we started constructing our drinking water and wastewater plants, but we recognize that they need to be continued to invest in. You know, I think Flint is all I need to say to remind people that disinvestment has big costs associated with it. And when you have economically distressed communities like those around Proctor Creek here in Atlanta, you know, you've got to look at those not just as obligations of government to actually provide some public needs that we all see, our core values in our world, but also they're our responsibility. We have to take a look at those and how we can move those communities forward, grow jobs, but continue to provide the core services that people expect, which is drinking, safe drinking water.
Talking about environmental justice and communities, coal ash has been an ongoing concern for environmental groups, and now following a couple EPA regulations, we're seeing utilities, including Georgia Power here, move to close their coal ash ponds. At the same time, there are also other communities saying, hey, we don't want that coal ash coming to our landfills. So what would the EPA like to see happen with coal ash?
Well, we just want to make sure that it's properly handled. If you remember, the rules that we have designed were an outgrowth of a terrible problem in Tennessee where there was a break in the coal tailings dam that really flooded a city with contaminated coal ash. And EPA is not looking to shift any burdens associated with pollution. We're looking to reduce the burden overall so that a lot of coal ash storage is now moving to dry storage. It doesn't mean that is an opportunity for additional contamination. It means we're trying to protect communities around these facilities and make sure we do it in a way that will not overburden any.
Now, Georgia is one of the states that stopped working on the Clean Power Plan, which is a key piece of the Obama administration's climate change plan. That's after the U.S. Supreme Court said that until legal challenges are settled, states don't have to implement it. So what comes next for the EPA on this?
Well, I mean, we're actually going to court already, and we expected that the Clean Power Plan would go through the court system. So I don't want people to get discouraged by that. If you take a look at Georgia, you know, Georgia right now generates about 26% of its energy from renewable sources. It is moving forward like gangbusters to embrace the clean energy future that we need. So the Clean Power Plan was really underpinning this existing energy transition. It is happening even while the rule is being stayed. We feel very confident that it is legally solid and it will stand the test of time. And in the meantime, we did exactly what we're supposed to do with the Clean Power Plan. We underpinned an ongoing energy transition, which recognizes that people want renewable energy. There's tremendous job growth in this state as a result of that, and it can happen in every state, and it is happening as we speak. So while we're going to make sure that this rule comes out the other end of the court system intact and ready to roll, we're still going to be working with states that want to work with us and move forward to embrace the clean energy future we need to keep carbon pollution down that fuels climate change.
US EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you, Molly. I appreciate you having me.